walk to school in October. With winter behind us, local primary school students are encouraged to leave the car behind and walk, ride, scoot and skate to and from school. Talk to your family about active ways to get to school safely. Council's Healthy Children's Facilitator, Kate Beveridge, said there are many benefits to active travel. Leaving the car at home means there is less traffic congestion around schools, it improves your physical and mental health, families get to spend quality time together, and it's good for the environment too, she said. There are also great incentives to get active during October as part of the annual VicHealth Walk to School program. Participating families can go into the draw to win prizes from Life of Bikes, either by collecting a raffle ticket at school or by sending in a family selfie to mail@cardinia.vic.gov.au, along with your name, contact details and location of where the picture was taken. Photos may be shared on Council's Facebook page. Students who are unable to actively come to school can still take part by doing other activities during the school day, for example, completing laps of the oval or basketball courts. And for those who live too far to walk the entire distance, there are 19 stop and drop zones in Cardinia Shire. These are designated areas up to a kilometre away from the school entrance where parents can drop off and pick up their children, allowing the children to walk, ride, scoot or skate the rest of the way. These zones help to increase children's activity levels, ease traffic congestion around schools, and parents can still accompany their children if they wish. More info, website cardinia.vic.gov.au/walktoschool.